Greetings and salutations. This is the Fact Daddy, and you're listening to the Fact Daddy Experience. So, this solo leveling episode 5.
The rebels should be crushed, and young Skywalker will be one of us.
It's called a pretty good deal, and sometimes with these titles of these episodes, they like give everything away, but the episode starts out, you know, safe and friendly enough with Jinwoo working out in the hospital and the nurse is talking about, you know, he's got a pretty good looking body. And the thing is, if he doesn't do 100 squats, 100 push-ups, run 10 kilometers and 100 sit-ups, then he has to go on that scary penalty run, like in the other episode with the gigantic centipedes or monsters coming to try to kill him, and he's got to run for like 4 hours, and he's done that. I don't, you know if you've ever gone running, but to run consecutively for 4 hours takes, you know, a lot. Even a little more grit than just simply the will to live, because your body has limitations, and to push through those limitations and actually get it to move, it's somewhat impressive. I mean, seriously, this guy, he ends up in all these crazy situations and they just seem to escalate, like this show just escalates and escalates. But so, you know, he's Mr. E-Rank. He worked out. He did all that working out every day, man. You know? So, why would it be weird that he gets, you know, Diesel or whatever? That's a lot of working out. It's not like he got the magic. And it's just like, okay, you're muscular. No, you're going to fight like that, you're going to have to be conditioned, right? So it forced him into a state of being where if he doesn't continue to condition himself, there's a definitive punishment, which means by definition it's an authentic training for discipline, you know, as a result of you not being disciplined. You get transported to a world where, you know, you got to run for 4 hours straight or some massive beast will destroy and devour your remains and no one will have any clue what happened to you. It's fun stuff. Of course, you know, after that they cut to Jinha, Jinwoo's sister, watching Bayek, one of the 7 S-rank hunters in the country. He's supposed to be super dope because there's not that many of them. Then, you know, this guy interacts with his sister and, you know, he's all Diesel and they're just making small talk and stuff, but he's funny. He makes sure she takes an umbrella with her, and it's so important for him to make sure of this. Then he started to think, hey, if his stats go up, is he going to become like a bodybuilder? Like, this fool is doing the workouts and it's like he forgets that there could be some results if you are doing those workouts. Then, of course, he's got to settle his affairs with the rent. But now that he can kill goblin level monsters, he can get some money, but he's got to do something better because he needs more money and the better gates have the money. So he's also got to be careful about his skill set because he's never heard of any hunter with the ability to keep getting stronger, which puts him in a totally different class alone, unless they unveil some vast or larger player scheme. I don't really know. This is just strictly about the anime. I know things about the manga, but I don't want to conflate them. Let them be separate. Plus, I don't know how they're going to play things out. Like, they did certain shows, they would go very close to the manga, and then they would just kind of completely change the tempo. But anyway, so our man wants to get a job. He wants to, you know, get himself into a more powerful dungeon to test himself out and to make more money. So he meets up with some guy, Don Suk or whatever. I hope the pronunciation's accurate, but I hate the character anyway. But he meets up with Don Suk. Don Suk has a team of, I think it's 2D, and the rest of them are C level, and they're going into a C rank dungeon. They need 8 people to enter, so they sign Jin Woo, and then they sign up some kid. When I remember his name, I'll let you know. He's somewhat of an irritant, you know. Some of the gear he has is pretty impressive, like loot wise. Like, you know, he's a trust fund kid. His father has lots of money. This is his first dungeon run. And, you know, but anyway, Jin Woo's about to sign one of those nefarious, awful contracts. But he gets $2,000. So, not $2,000. 2 million, but I don't know in what exactly. But, you know, for doing nothing but carrying stuff, he thinks it's all right. He's willing to sign the contract. But it seems suspect to him because there's no healer. So they basically go in there and they go wild, and then they take stuff and you just kind of like hang around, you know. So, oh yeah, the goofy ass kid is Yu Jin Ho. He's 21 and he's D rank, and he's got like super fly weapons that Jinwoo never had. He had to use knives until they chipped. And sometimes when they chipped, we would see in the previous episodes that, you know, the goblins would stab him in the stomach and shit. So sometimes life is hard out here. But he can handle carrying the bags, and they're about to go into this dungeon. So, you know, they go into the dungeon. This kid's asking him how the dungeons are ranked and stuff. You know, and the physical size of the gate isn't what's important. It's the level of magic radiating from the gate. That's how the association assigns the rank to the gate. If it's B rank or higher, they get handled by larger guilds and that kind of thing. So, he's about to enter this dungeon. You see what's in there. You see what's in there. You talk about the gemstones, the mana crystals. You know, you get essence stones from the magic beast, and the mana stones you can mine from the dungeons. And then you have glow stones that light up the caves. So, you know, and these guys, you go in there and you get the essence stones and mana crystals. Essence stones are like huge in terms of actual power in this particular world. It's like superior to nuclear power. It's very powerful, the power that they get out of these essence stones and the mana crystals as well. And then this guy figures out that they're insects. You know, and there, you know, it's some sort of insect nest. And there's a lot of tunnels. So, oh, that's awesome. So a whole shit ton of these crazy ass things come barreling down. And then, you know, they get into combat. And Jin Woo, you know, he mercs a few of them. And these guys are trying to be clever. And, you know, they're like, oh, yeah, we forgot some stuff to mine the crystals. Oh, yeah, we got to get going. We got to get the stuff. Oh, you got to stay behind. You know? And then, of course, out of nowhere, they cut to the, you know, something else that you can see. I don't even want to talk about. It's not relevant right now. You know, these two, though, these guys are being, you know, getting squirrely and then dipping on them. Like, they, you know, yeah, sure, wait behind. And, you know, they left the transport stuff behind. Like, they so scummy. You know, they want to use weak folks as bait. And it's just fucked up. Like, this guy already been through a lot, man. He's already literally died. You know, that whole hero paradigm. There's always some sort of... It's interesting, though, on Solo Leveling. There's no denial of his birth origins. He has a sister. You see his mother. The only thing that's missing is his father. Aside from that, the twice-born Dionysian archetype is in full swing when it comes to this guy. Because, I mean, he died a pretty horrible fucking death, man. And then, you know, now he's squaring up against this crazy-ass C-rank boss. And, I mean, this thing is absolutely huge, but... You know, experience is a teacher. And you could literally see this guy reflect on his experience with that terrible, scary-ass, fucking weird thing that he was fighting in the... not even actually fighting, just getting destroyed by, basically. So... Of course, this guy, Don Suck, and his little crew, basically, now he's trying to kill our boy, Jin Woo, and his bullshit, and it's really the wrong move. So, of course, aptly titled, the next episode is called The Real Hunt Begins. And, you know, one of his minions is telling Don Suck, oh, we could have just killed them. And this guy's like, you stupid, let the thing... Eat them, go back to sleep, and that's a wrap. So now, of course, Jin Woo's got to fight some crazy-ass gigantic spider at a C rank. And, you know, that has to go well or the show would end. So they're technically not spoilers. He could get mangled. No, the thing that's kind of cool about it is, you know, he's confronting himself at every stage of this story. Regardless of whether there's a nefarious puppet master on the other side. Because all we know about everything that's happened to this guy is that he is now a player. But in whose game and what are the rules? The rules seem relatively arbitrary. And his participation in the game seems directly connected to the god of the Carthanon Temple. And we don't know what that thing's about because the statue's vanished. It's just, like, really bugged out. And I don't know. Maybe it's like the Pulp Fiction suitcase. Maybe it's just better that we don't know why or how, you know. But it's interesting. But he's taking on this monster, and you know, he could lose. It's always a huge risk and a gamble, you know, to level up. He might have, you know, got the conditioning from doing his daily routines and, you know, he does level up. But there always seems to be this chance that, you know, he could potentially die. But it seems like death is a prerequisite for evolution in certain regards anyway. Like, an individual has to literally die in many regards to move on to another level. Like, not necessarily physically. It could be habits, behaviors, patterns, trends, friends, environment, something that you break away from to further immerse yourself in just your own personal rhythm, your own personal cadence. But yeah, these assholes left this guy in there to die. So he's choosing to fight this thing and evolve. It's a super cool ass fight. But, you know, what happens afterwards is what's really cool. And, you know, I don't really want to, you know, break it down for you. Suffice it to say, you know, you fuck around and you find out, man. The only shitty aspect to it is that the leader of this party, who's kind of a, you know, on a sleazy level, he's related to a super powerful badass. So, but the way this story undulates is, you know, this is a big episode because of what Jinwoo ends up having to do. And again, this is something that you just gotta see. But the way that this show sets up the story and the way it keeps building, you know, almost, you know, like at this point, it was like crescendoing for me. I was getting super hyped because this guy, he just keeps having to encounter fucked up shit and really rough and awful experiences that he has to overcome. And they're just very impressive that he's able to overcome these things, because it's just a lot. It's a lot. You know, and it's interesting how they, you know, his survival has become part of the quest. And all right, now I'm gonna go into spoilers, because otherwise I ain't gonna have too much else to talk about. But this guy is just, it's interesting how they integrate that screen he interacts with, his interface. Like, he's looking at the interface, it's like, yo, you got an emergency quest, and then he gets slapped out. And I'm like, oh, maybe there could be a better notification system. I mean, this is such a cool show, but it's like, damn, I'm looking at the notification, I got to get slapped out and shit. Like, what kind of weird player, like, what is the game? Aside from life itself, what is the game this guy is now a player of and playing in? Anyway, it's not a massive spoiler. They talk about, like, the really cool S-rank hunter who, I don't know. A lot of times you gotta wait till we get the names of people. And I remember her name, but I don't want to say it improperly. But she's pretty badass. And, you know, they're from different guilds talking, etc. But this dude, right? Tsuloy, he's about to croak. And then, you know, the way that the pacing of the show is important, because at one point you see he was about to, you know, grab his daily stuff, right? And then all of a sudden those guys showed up, Dong Suk and his strike squad. So this fool, he forgot about it. So now he's got to kill them all. Systems require him to defeat them all. And, you know, this fool, he's hurt, right? But what I don't get about him is his memory so poor at times. Or maybe my memory is. Who fucking cares? Anyway, dude gets up, and that's when all the fun and games start, because, you know, they thought they were hunting some E-rank and some D-rank losers whose lives they could just throw away, even though this guy's supporting his whole fucking family. Like, people never really consider other people, even though we're all in the same kind of fucking weird-ass boat called life. Nonetheless, our ability to consider each other seems minimal, and, you know, you know, yeah. The weakest hunter of all mankind gets it. He understands how it works. If you're hunters, and I'm quoting directly, then you're ready to be preyed on yourselves, right? And it's like, they don't get it, man. They don't get it. And then they do. And it's worthwhile to just, I don't know, explore that. And I had already admitted to spoiling. I know that by now, you know, spoilers are inevitable. Like, you just don't listen to this if you're watching or reading the manga. This is just, I just think this show's crazy as shit. Like, because if you break down what he's actually doing as opposed to, like, oh, it's just a cartoon. Nah, man, this guy is in a weird-ass situation. You know, fools are trying to set him up and beat him down. And then he turns that shit around. And he goes into a place where, you know, there's not really a turning back. You're getting into the thick of the shit now, you know, and you cross certain barriers. Magic beasts and humans, at least on a surface, are very different. Some could say humans are magical beasts because we create nuclear weapons and things of that nature, but I'm not going to really go that far. Sometimes it's just about surviving, and this episode is just fucking crazy, man. Like, 5 and 6 are just like one episode to me, you know, and it's just like important because of what it sets up later. But this guy is incredible. Solo Leveling's the jam. I'll be talking about some other shit that I might have overlooked or whatever, but life is good. Everything's good. I'm full of shit. Everything is everything. But I don't think good or bad is the right thing to say. You know. But this show's fucking nuts. And the shit that this guy does in the fight's nuts. Nuts enough that I'm not going to talk about it maybe until another episode where I can just bug out about it. Because it's just cool as hell. You just got to watch it. Even if you don't fucking like the show or you've only heard of it in passing, you can, you know, watch episode 6 or watch, you know, the end of episode 6 or however you want to watch it. It's fucking awesome. I'm all about it. Anyway, it's a Thack Daddy saying, yabba dabba do, motherfuckers, I'm out. Take care. Peace.